The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's time to talk Fighting Tiger football.
Far sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers!
This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers.
Launches towards the end zone, adjusting. Terrace Marshall goes up, pulls it down, touchdown, LSU!
Live from TJ Ribs in Baton Rouge. Have a question for Coach? Just dial 578-4827 in the Baton Rouge area. Or toll free from anywhere, 1-800-315-8255. Or ask on Twitter at LSU Radio.
And the Tigers of LSU, a team of destiny and a team for ages, capturing the national title.
Standing by with Coach, here is your host, the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
And a pleasant good evening to you, Tiger fans. Gordy Rush sitting in for the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. As your LSU Tigers came back with a huge, thrilling win at Florida in the Swamp, 37-34. We'll talk about that. Also, let me hear you, TJ Ribs. How about a great first day of National Signing Day? What a day for the Tigers. We've got 19 names to talk about, and currently the number three rated country, our class, I should say, in the country by Rivals.com. We've got plenty of things to talk about. I do want to mention, after the break, we will take your calls on the Bud Light hotline, 225-578-4827 in Baton Rouge area, or 800-315-8255 from anywhere else in the country. When we come back, I'll be joined by your head football coach, Ed Ogeron, on the Coach O Show, presented by Hancock Whitney.
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go. lsushop.net.
Razorbacks creeping everybody up near the line of scrimmage here, and they're bringing a quarter blitz. It's picked up. Finley has time to throw towards the end zone. Racy McMath, left side, touchdown, Tigers. 30-yard touchdown catch for Racy McMath. His first receiving touchdown of the year. The Tigers regain the lead 9-7.
Back to TJ Ribs with more of the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney. Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere 1-800-315-8255 or tweet a question at LSU Radio.
All right, Tiger fans, let me hear you. Please welcome your head football coach, Ed Ogeron.
Thank you. Good to see all our great friends out here today, TJ Rives, all our great fans on the radio. What an outstanding weekend for the Tigers. We're so proud of our football team and our coaching staff going down to the Swamp and winning us a very big game. And then also a great day of National Signing Day, a tremendous class. We got about five more left to go. This is going to be one of the best classes we have signed since I've been at LSU.
Coach, plenty of good news, as you mentioned, to talk about. Let's start in the Swamp. What a night it was. And, boy, I tell you, from the first quarter, your team shorthanded came to play.
Yeah. You know, next man up, we don't blink. And we had a lot of young guys came in there. What a job our freshman quarterback Max Johnson did. What a job our coaches did getting them ready. We had some young defensive backs going in. I didn't even know some of those guys' names. I didn't even see them. I did, but I was just joking. But those guys hadn't played before, and they went in there and did a tremendous job. But you know what? On Friday night in that hotel, we had a team meeting. We decided we were going to win that game. We decided we were going to go out and play like LSU Tigers should play, and they did.
Coach, you didn't get a chance to see this, I don't think, because you were focused on the game. I did, because I was walking around the back of the sideline. But your special teams coordinator, Coach McMahon, I think had four different Sharpie pens, because every time somebody got hurt, there was a domino effect on the special teams chart. Had to get the next man up, and what a job he did with that.
Yeah, what a great job Greg does with all our special teams. You know, he recruits all those players. He recruited Cade York. He recruited Cole Chasley, Zach Van Rosenberg, you know, the field position. And then what a kick at the end to win the football game.
Let's talk about when the fog rolled in. How difficult was it for those coaches up in the box?
They couldn't see anything. They were telling us, oh, we can't see. And I said, I can't see neither. Just let them play.
Finally, take us through those two kicks. How much were you able to see there? And let's start with Cade York's kick.
You know, we felt the whole time he was going to make it. I asked Mac, what do you think? So we're going to get it. And our kids believe we're going to make it. And you know what? On the last kick, when the Florida kicked, I thought we were going to block it. Jay Ward almost blocked it. It went wide left. There was just a belief the whole night we were going to win the game.
I tell you, it was a wonderful feeling being on that field, seeing the team rejoice and running around. I think normally they would look for the LSU fans, but there were no fans,
That's really right.
But they just running around and excited to celebrate that win together.
You know, anytime LSU plays Florida, it's a big rivalry. We know how much it means to our fans, our ex-players we want to represent, and go play in the Swamp. It's always fun, especially on a foggy night, you know, but we're from Louisiana. We're used to that, you know.
All right, Coach, let's go right to the Bud Light hotline, 578-4827 in Baton Rouge, 800-315-8255, anywhere in the United States. Let's go to Fritzy in Greenville, Mississippi. Coach, I got one guess what she's going to want to talk about. Fritzy?
Hey, Gordy?
Yes?
Hey, all my buddies up at TJ Ribs. Hey, Coach O.
What do you say,
Fritzy? One way to shut them behind whites up, okay? I knew you was going to do it. Now, Coach O, you know, I like Lane Kiffin. I ain't got nothing against Lane. Lane is a great guy. He's a great coach. The only problem is he's playing, you know, he's up there coaching for that school up north. And we don't even like him in Mississippi. You know, we don't even let red and blue come in our house no more because we don't like that place up there. And you remember what happened the last time they come into Baton Rouge? You whooped them so bad, Coach O, they got lost and couldn't even get out of that room. So that's what I want you to do Saturday night. I'm so proud of you, Coach O. I'm so proud of every one of our players. I'm so proud of all our coaches. Let's go out there and let's welcome Lane into the SEC the only way we know how to do, and that's with a Tiger win.
Thank you, Fritzy, and thanks for calling that win last weekend, and thank you for being the first caller all year. You're such a great Tiger fan. We love you.
Absolutely, and this is the season finale of the Coach O Show. Thank you to all the great callers like Andrew from Huntsville, Alabama. Andrew, you're on with Coach O. Andrew.
Hey, Coach O.
What do you say, Andrew?
Hi, I just wanted to congratulate you. Coach, you got so many new starters this year.
there was a rocky start this season, but by beating Florida, you proved that you were a good coach and you can transform a team fast. Most LSU fans could say the same. Thank you for a cool football season. Go Tigers and go Coach O.
Thank you, Andrew. What an impressive young man you are, man. You keep on calling.
That's fantastic. Mark in Bossier City, you're next with Coach Ogeron.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on your recruiting class. It's so nice to see these Louisiana boys stay in state. You know, Coach, I called you last week, and I talked about players playing with heart. And when I watched that Florida game, it was like, oh, my God. I told my wife, I said, he got freshmen backing up freshmen, and they playing with heart tonight.
Yep.
They are going to win this game. And I'll be doggone if y'all didn't win that game, Coach. And, you know, you told us that stick with us. You're going to build another championship team.
Yes.
Coach, I believe you.
Thank you, Mark.
I believe you. And thank you for a great win. I was a naysayer before that game. I didn't think we could go in there and beat Florida, but I don't know how you did it, how you got those kids to believe it, but thank you. It was such a refreshing win. How did you do it, Coach? How did you get those kids to believe?
A lot of prayers. No, but you know what? They had a lot of new guys that brought in some great energy to the football team. And they were eager to play. They played hard. It was a good mix. I think the older guys like Jacoby Stevens, Andre Anthony, Glenn Logan, Austin Deculus, Ed Ingram showed a lot of leadership the whole week. They were not happy about the results of the Alabama game. They were eager to prove themselves and who they are, and they did it.
All right, appreciate the call, Mark. Let's go over to Lafayette. Charlie has a recruiting question. Charlie, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Gordy and Coach O, how y'all doing? And my best to Chris Blair. Hopefully he gets over his illness and gets back on track real soon. But congratulations on the win Saturday. It couldn't have happened to a better team. You know, I'm like Jacob Hester. If the Russians were playing Florida, I might be waving a hammer and sickle. You know, so you beat the team that I wanted to see him beat best. But anyway, Coach, again, I thought you did a great job of recruiting class today. But the question I wanted to ask you is, it's getting more and more difficult for all coaches with the transfer portal, with opt-outs, with stuff, and it's hard to keep your roster together. And that goes with everybody. But should they, you know, you have the hard 25 limit. Should you be able to sign 25 people and maybe sign at least 3 or 4 grad transfers and not count against that because you're up against it with all this? Should they change that rule? Because I think that would be only fair with the way it's changed.
You know, we've been fighting for that for now 2 years now for us to get more initials or not count a graduate transfer as an initial. They won't budge. Hopefully after the transfer portal, and after COVID, they see that the rosters are under 85, way under 85, which is not healthy for the football team because it puts more stress on the whole football team, that they'll make a change.
All right, Charlie, thanks for the call. Again, 578-482-7, 800-315-8255, number for the Bud Light Hotline. This year's taught us anything. It's that we can all do more than we ever thought possible. Our Lady of the Lake would like to thank the community for its ongoing support and the healthcare heroes working on the front line. Our Lady of the Lake, the official healthcare provider of LSU Athletics. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more of the Ed Ogeron Show on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Holiday Hotline, how may I help you?
I'm in a jam. I waited too late to pick up a holiday gift for my boss. Any advice?
Why, certainly, sir. Holiday scratch-offs from the lottery.
Great idea. Thanks.
Holiday Hotline, how may I help you?
I'm looking for a special gift for my ladies. You dig?
Doug, might I suggest Holiday Scratch-Off from the lottery? Your ladies will love them.
Thanks, baby.
It's the Holiday Scratch-Offs. Holiday gifts, snowball bucks, and stocking stuffer. Win up to $100,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Third down and 5 at the 34. Razorbacks, though, 0 for 4 on third downs. Franks wanting to throw for it. Going to be hit from the backside and dropped. Andre Anthony, we've seen that so many times this year from the senior out of New Orleans.
Your weekly chance to talk with Coach O. Join the show by dialing 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere. 1-800-315-8255 or tweet a question at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Gordy Rush sitting in for Chris Blair and Coach. Our thoughts and prayers with the Blair family traveling back from South Carolina. Chris's father, Steve, passed Friday night, and then Chris actually called the game Saturday, obviously with that on his heart.
Yeah, I know much Chris cares about his dad, and we wish him and his family the best. And prayers for the whole family.
All right, Coach, let's talk a little bit about what was 2020 in terms of this week. I mean, rarely are you playing a football game. I know about this time you were preparing for the Peach Bowl last year, but usually you're not. And you're game planning for Ole Miss, yet you arguably as big a day as you're going to have for this football program today. How'd you juggle both?
24/7, keep the phone in the pocket. We just talked, Derek and I just talked, we're going to sleep well tonight. We had a lot of guys were on the phone all night last night, early in the morning. We got in the office early in the morning. But you know what? This is about a two-year process, and our coaches did a tremendous job. We had some great relationships with all of our players, and I think that's what stuck throughout the day.
All right, Coach, we'll talk about recruiting and National Signing Day next segment. To the phone line we go. Mike in Alexandria, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach.
What do you say, Mike?
Hey, man, you doing all right?
Doing great. How about you?
Oh, man, fantastic. Hey, Coach, I want to tell Chris I'm praying for him. It just seems like 3 weeks ago we wished his daddy a happy birthday.
Yep.
But, also I wanted to say, you know, on something about that analysis, you know, Coach Clark raised me as a kid and had me in there going through tapes and stuff, you know, and travel with the team and all that, and stood next to Terry Bradshaw and Roger Staubach growing up, and R.C. Slocum was like a big brother to me. So, anyway, I should have never got away from all that and should have stayed in all that because you get me so dang excited, man. And look, a 23.5-point underdog, the biggest upset of the year in the SEC, man. LSU Tigers took them down to number 16 in the nation. And the guy that was number one or number two for quarterback for the Heisman Trophy, man, three turnovers and that beautiful interception by Rick. I am so glad. He did not get a taunting penalty on that, though. And, boy, that scared me there for a while, you know. But And then the 57-yard longest field goal for a winning kick ever in the history of LSU football. And that, man, he put the ball on the 1-yard line, 5 out of 8 points, a punch inside the 20-yard line.
All right, Mike, Coach, I got to jump in, brother. You got a question for Coach O?
And I knew you could do it, man. And I just – I just got so much faith in you, know, and I hope everybody else believes like that, you know. Now, my question for this week is, how are we going to shut down Lane Kiffin? Because he's got a high-powered offense, and you know that guy can find 5 to 6 lanes open for getting rid of that ball.
Yeah.
And, he's one of the smartest guys there is, and you know him better than anybody, Coach.
Yeah.
So what you got for that?
Well, he's done a tremendous job at Ole Miss. He's got a great quarterback. He's got some great skill guys around him, an outstanding system.
There?
Yeah, I'm here. And, you know, Lane's done a good job out there. He's got a great quarterback, great young players around him. He's a great game day caller. We're going to have to be prepared. We're going to have to play our best game to stop him.
All right, let's go to Birmingham, Alabama. Ricky, you're on with Coach O.
Ranks right up there with the 64 Cotton Bowl and the 93 beatdown of Alabama. Coach, on the out-of-state commitments, the verbal commitments, do you get input from their parents to kind of get a good feeling as to whether they're really going to sign when it comes down to signing day? Thanks,
sure.
And go Tigers.
Sure. You know, we have a great relationship with most of the parents. And sometimes you can tell, you know, some they get wishy-washy at the end. You can tell when things are starting to flop. You can tell when things are secure. And most of the time, we identify the champion. That's the decision-maker in the process, and that's the one I deal with the most.
Let's go over to Missouri City, Texas. Willie would also like to talk recruiting. Willie? Willie, going once. All right, let's move over to Lafayette. Nikki would like to talk about the last 90 seconds of the LSU-Florida game. Nikki? Going once, twice. Coach, let's jump into the recruiting. What a day it was. 19 signatures today. Some definitely you expected. Always a twist here or there, but a lot of plus twists today.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about signing the number one player in the country, the number one player in the state in Mason Smith. Always we want to dominate the state of Louisiana. We think we've done a great job. We didn't lose one guy that we won in the state of Louisiana. That's where it all starts.
All right, Coach, let's take a timeout when we get back. Some more phone calls. Also, we have our offensive and defensive player of the week. That's next on the Coach O Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
You can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator? A fly on the wall? Not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
Second down and 7 now from the 29-yard line.
Frank's going to let it fire, and it's intercepted at the 35-yard line. Running down the far side, Jabril Cox trying to get to the pylon. And they'll say he's just short of the goal line, trying to get his second pick six of the season.
Of a
question for Coach? Dial us up at 578-4827 in Baton Rouge or toll free from anywhere. 1-800-315-8255 or live via Twitter at LSU Radio. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tiger fans, show off your Tiger spirit. Visit Cox.com/Tigers to take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. Don't forget to share, watch together, cheer together. Take a selfie together, even if you're not actually together. Cox bringing us closer. Coach, I had to pick here the Offensive Player of the Week, brought to you by your local Southern Quality Ford dealers. This one was easy since it was the SEC Offensive Player of the Week, Max Johnson, 21 of 36, 239 yards, three touchdowns, and gosh, just what he did at the line of scrimmage was impressive.
Did a great job of operating the offense, no turnovers, very impressive. His first start as an LSU Tiger, and he wins a big game as a 23.5-point underdog in the Swamp. And, he's come from Brad Johnson and Nikki, great parents, great character, just like the other quarterbacks that we have. We love all our quarterbacks. TJ is the same way. TJ Finley has great parents. He has great character. Two great young quarterbacks.
Absolutely. Both of them have been fantastic for the Tigers this year, playing as true freshmen. Coach, we'll go to the Bud Light fan question coming from Dripping Springs, Texas. Jason Catalano, thank you, or Castellano, I should say. Coach, great class. We all know we need some O-linemen, and there's some good JUCO out there. How do you go on focusing? Is it JUCO, freshman, grad, transfers? I think in this year it's kind of a little bit of everything, right?
All of it. And we have some guys in mind. We have some guys identified. We still have some great high school players out there that wanted to wait till February to sign, and we think we're number one on their list right now. So I've got three or four guys on the board. We have maybe five spots left. Three or four guys on the board are offensive linemen. That's our priority.
Coach, let's talk about, you got a great one out of the state of Michigan today. Yeah. We can talk about Garrett Dellinger. How do you get up in the Big Ten country?
You got to give credit to Coach James Craig. He spent a lot of time on the plane, a lot of time. He was at that school every time he could be. He had a great relationship with the mom and dad. They came down on an unofficial visit before COVID. They love the Tigers, a great young man.
Speaking of on the offensive side of the football, how about some credit for Kevin Falk? I believe in one ranking service, the number 5 and the number 7 running backs in the country. Armani Goodwin, a late commitment, a signature today out of Birmingham, Alabama. And Corey Kiner up from Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, Corey had almost 2,000-something yards rushing, a great running back. Reminds us a lot of Clyde Edwards-Alaire. Armani Goodwin is somebody we had targeted a long time ago. He was committed to Auburn. The coaching change went over. He decommitted. Kevin did a great job with the mother, had a great relationship. One of the reasons I hired Kevin Falk, besides being a great coach, besides being a great man, besides being a great Tiger, I knew he could go out and get the best running backs in the country, and he did it in his first year.
Nah, he sure did. What a great job there. Mickey Joseph at the wide receiver position, Coach. Four fantastic ones. Let's start with Chris Hilton right here in Zachary.
Number one player in the country, 7'1" high jumper, right there from Zachary High School. I remember the day we offered him. I was watching the state championship game on my couch. He was a sophomore. They ran the tunnel screen. He beat West Monroe. I remember calling Coach Brewer the next morning. I think he had just went to bed. He had a little fun that night. And me and him had a good talk about it. But I offered Chris that day. You know, Chris has some great parents. They love the LSU Tigers. He's going to be a great wide receiver.
Coach, you went over to Lafayette and got two outstanding prospects, Malik Nabers and also Jack Besh.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have done a great job with guys in the state of Louisiana that maybe wasn't the highest-ranked player or stuff like that, like Justin Jefferson, like Clyde Edwards-Alaire. These guys are tremendous football players. They love the Tigers. I'm so glad we have them.
You know, Coach, you've talked about that a little bit. There's been so many times that you've gotten two-star, three-star, and these kids are not, obviously. Bastion, they were highly related, as was Nabers. But to get guys in, you know, I'll bring up a Jacob Hester, Jefferson, DJ Chark, the late Ruffin Rodriguez. These weren't five-star guys, but they wanted to be at LSU.
You know, and everything you say about those guys, they had character, they had grit, and they wanted to be a Tiger.
One other note for you.
big news coming out of Lafayette. Boy, you're burning up the 337 area code today. Sage Ryan, big-time safety out of Lafayette Christian.
That was a battle. That was a big-time get. One of our top players we signed, great young man. Kevin Falk and Corey Raymond did a great job. We were battling for him right down to the end. You know, in the past, maybe we would have had lost that battle. But, you know, people forget when you get them, they say, well, he should have came to LSU. But I'll tell you what, there were some great battles to keep our guys in state, and we kept all of them in state. What a great job for our coaching staff.
All right, I save this last prospect for you because it's fitting since we're playing Ole Miss this week. You went into the state of Mississippi and got the number one rated player in Mississippi, Deion Smith from Jackson Academy.
Reminds me a lot of Justin Jefferson. And Shea Hodge, a young man I recruited out of Martin, Mississippi, that played for me at Ole Miss, was one of his mentors, and Shea and I are very close. He helped us with Deion. Deion's mom and daddy love LSU. They came after him hard. All the schools came after him. He's the number one player, obviously, in the state of Mississippi. I think it's the first time that LSU signs the number one player in the state of Mississippi. Tremendous job by Mickey Joseph.
All right, fantastic. As a reminder, we'll take your calls 578-4827, 800-315-8255 anywhere in the country. Tiger fans, we want you to know how to go with Tabasco. Download the LSU Sports mobile app and like our weekly recipe for a chance to win a $100 gift card. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Tigers. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more of the Coach O Show presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyota-thon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Toyota-thon is on now. Come in today.
Current offers end January 4th. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
We're making this year's holiday season merrier and easier. Prepare for the holidays from the comfort of your home with grocery pickup or delivery. Try our Drive Up and Go service where available or grocery delivery, and we'll bring the groceries to you when and where you want. Save both time and money this season. Simply order online at Albertsons.com or download the Albertsons Delivery and Pickup app today and get $20 off your first Drive Up and Go order and savor the season with Albertsons.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This holiday season, hurry into the Road Home sales event and conquer any terrain on your trip back with the remarkably versatile BMW X3, the spacious BMW X5, or the iconic 3 Series. This year, don't just take the road home, truly experience it in the ultimate driving machine. Hurry into the BMW Road Home sales event for exceptional offers today.
Test drive at one of your local Louisiana BMW dealers and take advantage of their holiday credit today. Finley to Ty Davis Price. Sees the end zone, smells the end zone, and finds the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. Extends their lead 16-7.
Welcome back. The Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney, continues on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Gordy Rush subbing for Chris Blair along with Coach O here on this season finale from TJ Ribs on Acadian. Thank you very much to all the callers. Thank you for everyone that sending questions in via Twitter. Please keep those coming. And we appreciate all that has supported this show. Coach, we've got a game in Tiger Stadium 6 days before Christmas. I believe that is a first. And so I wanted to ask you a personal question. What has been the most requested Christmas gift you've been asked this season?
You know, I've been asked for a lot of things, but you know what? It changed after Saturday. Yep. Everybody wants Cole Taylor's shoe.
Shoe? Speaking of that play, did you happen to see the shoe?
I had no clue what went on. I saw three flags on the field. I was so happy. And I saw the replay when we got home, but I had no idea. I never saw anybody take a shoe and throw it on a football field.
No, I did. I actually saw it on the radio, and I apologize to the audience. My mom was from New Orleans. She's got a little bit of a yad accent. She said, Gaudy, you need to apologize. I said it was a stupid play, so I apologize for saying stupid, but I think that's probably being said, Coach. But what a break that was for your football team.
We needed a break. You know, and these guys have been working all year, working through the COVID. You know, these guys, think about all the players that stuck together. You know, they didn't opt out. They didn't transfer. They decided, hey, we're going to stick after it. We're going to play when it wasn't easy under adverse conditions, and we get a break like that to win the football game.
Absolutely. Coach, let's finish out some of this recruiting class here. I'm not a guru like Shea Dixon, who's in the house, right? But when I see Mason Smith, the number one player in the country, that's a D lineman from Houma, Louisiana, I feel like Coach O's got a good chance at that guy.
You know, I'll tell you what. Christian Lockature, our graduate assistant football coach, who I love, who wore number 18, was the major recruit in this. He did a tremendous job. He talked to Mason Smith more than he talked to his girlfriend. I'm telling you that. He was on the phone with Mason Smith about 15 times a day, and so was Greg McMahon. He went down to Terrebonne High as many times as he can, created a great relationship with those guys. Great get for the Tigers.
Coach, let's stay on the defensive side of the football. Two safeties, actually three. I mentioned Sage Ryan, but let's go to Matthew Langwa up at Catholic Point Capi. Let's start with him.
I think our fans are really going to love him. Tough, hard-nosed player. Remind you of the type of player Jacob Hessen was, just on defense. Love the Tigers, makes a lot of plays. Very impressive.
Coach Derek Davis, you go up to Pennsylvania, the heart of Penn State country, and you're able to bring down Derek Davis Jr.
You know, we needed safety. Sage was the number one rated safety in the country right here from Louisiana. We got him. Then we went and get the number three rated safety in the country, Bill Bush. Bill recruited Joe Burrow. Bill's a tremendous coach for us, a tremendous recruiter. And, you know, Derek Davis was on my wish list from the first time I saw him. And also plays tailback. A great player, a big safety, exactly what we need.
Coach, let's talk about linebackers. Definitely a need on your board. We'll start with Greg Penn up from Maryland.
Greg came to us about 2 years ago. Always loved the Tigers. Went up to Baltimore, recruited a lot of guys up there. His parents came down on a junior day. Really loved it. 6'1", can run. He's going to be a great player for us.
And I'm gonna butcher his first name, and I apologize. I was traveling, Mr. Strong, over from Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Just call him Bug.
You got it.
Yeah, listen, and we needed linebackers. We're looking for the best junior college linebacker in America. This guy's it. He was committed to Mississippi State. We started recruiting him. Alex Osborne, another young coach, a graduate assistant football coach, did most of the recruiting on him. We got in on him heavy in the end. He decided to be a great player at LSU. I think this guy's going to be a fantastic linebacker.
Coach, I'll tell you what, one of the benefits of us playing in Atlanta twice last year is certainly a chance to bring the LSU brand into that great city that puts out a lot of players. Xavier Carter from Haperville Charter.
Now guess what? He's from Arden Key School. And he reminds you, he looks like Arden Key. He weighs 205 pounds out of high school. He's Arden Key size. Arden weighed 205. He's an outstanding rusher, outstanding young man.
All right, one last on the defensive side I wanted to talk about. Landon Jackson, 6'6", 240 from Texarkana, Texas.
Yeah, big, tough kid. Both his mom and dad went to McNeese to have Louisiana ties. We fought off the Texas schools. They were on the phone with him all night. But Landon loves LSU. He's going to be a big, strong, tough player for us.
All right, Coach, speaking of recruiting, Joe in Lafayette is standing by on the Bud Light hotline. Wants to talk about linebackers. Joe?
What's going on, Coach? Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir. I just want to talk, man, your linebackers have been, as of late, playing really well. You know, Jabril, he's been phenomenal. But, you know, the reemergence of Damone Clark, it seemed like he had a little lull at a point. But it seems like in the last 2 to 3 games, he's just reemerging. I mean, those linebackers, Coach, are covering sideline to sideline. It's really impressive. I mean, they're doing a great job. Mike has been doing well, but I just really like what I've seen in all of them, but especially Damone. At first, it seemed like he was up, so almost went down a little bit, but he came back up and he came back out super strong. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, in fact, me and Damone and his parents had a meeting about 3 weeks ago, and I recruited Damone. And Damone looks like a pro football player, like a first-round draft choice, and he wasn't playing like it. He says, Coach, what I need to improve on? I said, you need to improve on the point of attack, being more physical, and cover the backside of the backfield. I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And he did it. And he had a chance to play. And what a tremendous young man. That's why we put 18 on his back. He has great character. He's a 3.5 grade point average student. Has a tremendous work ethic. He's going to be a great player for us.
All right, Coach, before we go to break, wanted to mention this week's Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by Cox, official communications provider of LSU Athletics. Could have picked a lot of guys. Damone Clark, I thought, had a fantastic game. I went with the easy one, Eli Rick, 68-yard interception for a touchdown.
Think about this. When we was at a junior day, I had a parents come up to say, Coach, do you remember Elias? And I said, no, ma'am, I don't. He said, Elias was at a camp with you at the University of Southern California when he was 7 years old.
Wow.
And you took a picture of him and said, hey, Elias, I'm going to recruit you when you're older. He's kept that picture all the time. He says, Coach, he wants to come to LSU. He was the number one cornerback out of modern-day high school and came here, and his parents trusted us with Elias. What a great player.
Absolutely. We'll talk about Elias, the Tigers. Ole Miss coming up in Tigers Stadium, 2:30 on the network this Saturday. It's all next on the Coach O Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team preview, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Empty the backfield, five wide, three to the left, wide side of the field. Now they'll motion one receiver right to left, fake the handoff to him, and Frank's going to go down inside the 35-yard line. Andre Anthony leading the charge with his second sack of the ball game.
This is the Ann Orgeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
All right, want to get your hands on the 2020 official game day program but can't make it to Tiger Stadium this season? Visit your local Louisiana Academy Sports and Outdoors to pick up your copy for free with the purchase of $25 or more on LSU or team merchandise. Visit academy.com to find a location near you. All right, Coach, couple of recruits, and I tell you, I rarely I get a chance to see high school film, but I did of this player. I'm excited about quarterback Garrett Nussmeier.
Great quarterback, great family. His daddy, Doug Nussmeier, is a coach of the Dallas Cowboys. played quarterback in the New Orleans Saints. His mother, Christy, went to McNeese. His grandmother lives in Baton Rouge. The guy's always wanted to be a Tiger, had a tremendous career. He's going to be a great quarterback for us.
All right, Coach, let's go up. I had a chance to see this guy in person play. Peyton Todd, punter from West Monroe. Pretty good defensive player as well, too.
No question. Great athlete. Again, recruited by Coach McMahon. He was the best punter, in our opinion, in the country. We got him.
All right, two more out-of-state prospects. Jalen Sheed, tight end, Olive Branch, Mississippi. Yeah.
Big physical tight end. We battled other schools with him. Olive Branch is a big-time school. We've gotten a scooter out of there. We have some other recruits out of that area. It's a great area for us, and we're glad we got Jalen.
And finally, speaking of great areas, Pensacola. Boy, yeah. They put some great football players out. Demarius McGee from Pensacola Catholic, cornerback.
Outstanding player. Plays free safety, plays corner, has great ball skills, will come up and hit you. Give the credit to Corey Raymond. This young man was committed to Tennessee. Corey stayed after him, flipped him. I'm glad he was a Tiger.
All right, Coach, let's try and get some of these calls here. Nikki in Lafayette, let's go back to you. You've been holding a while. Nikki, you're on with Coach O.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the early Christmas present. It was greatly appreciated.
You got it, Nikki. What was it?
One question.
What
one
was
question.
It?
So it's easy to play armchair quarterback on Monday. Florida attempted that last field goal with 2 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
Had you put the previous kickoff in play,
yeah.
You don't think maybe we'd have run off 2 seconds and they would have had to kick a 70-yarder or thrown a Hail Mary?
I'm going to hang up there. Yeah. What if I'd have put the kickoff in place and running back for a touchdown? You'd have killed me.
All right, Nikki, appreciate you. Is this Willie in Missouri City, Texas? Willie?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Willie, how's that flag, man?
Flag is flying high, Coach.
Oh, I love it.
Didn't I tell you we're going to beat those games?
Yeah, you called it, Willie. I appreciate you, man.
Last week I told you I was going fishing, and I was hoping I could catch a Florida gator. I didn't catch a gator, Coach, but I caught a shoe.
I got you.
The reason for my call, on a more serious note, on the recruits that we got, I was so impressed with the way you guys made the adjustment. When a guy decommitted, you had another guy in place.
Right.
You had the linebacker strong to take the place of the other linebacker that committed. You had the wide receiver, Malik Neighbor from Lafayette, and right there to take coming on board. Also, getting the commitment from Mason Smith, Darius McGee, and the Goodwin kid was fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
But I got one question for you. I know you're going to try to, you plan on filling up the complete 25, and where do you think our biggest need is?
Offensive line. No question, offensive line. And if I have 5 scholarships left, we have a couple of guys that are silently committed that have taken up some spots I can't talk about tonight. You're going to be excited about them. They're great players, but I'm not going to say anything until February, so I got a couple of spots left. I'll have to save one for a graduate transfer. We've got a target on a graduate transfer. He's an offensive lineman. I think we're going to get him. We got some of the top young offensive linemen in the country that are not committed. I think that we're going to sign them. So we're targeting for offensive linemen and maybe another cornerback and maybe a safety.
All right, appreciate the phone call. We've got Thomas in Lafayette. Coach, a lot of people want to talk recruiting tonight.
Yeah, Coach. Coach, they say that next year, if you listen to the recruiting gurus, that the state of Louisiana is loaded next year. And in a perfect world, you know, we'd like to sign all 25 kids from Louisiana, but I know that's not the case. But I know you have a pretty good grip on the kids in Louisiana for next year. Can you see us signing somewhere between 15 and 20 kids from Louisiana in a perfect scenario? And if the state's lacking in one area next year as far as a position group, what would that be in to where you'd have to go out of state and look for somebody? And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. You know, always, believe it or not, the offensive lineman. You know, but next year is a good year in the state of Louisiana for offensive linemen. And usually we have to go out of state to get them. But we're going to always recruit the state of Louisiana first. I remember 2 years ago, I didn't want to get on a plane because there was the John Emery class. That was a great class. Tyron Davis. I'd been recruiting those guys for 2 years. Look, if I can sign everybody from Louisiana, I'm signing them. I'll eat more gumbo than the laws allowed. I promise you that. But You know, rarely do they have 25 players in the state of Louisiana that can fit our needs. So we go to Houston, we go to Dallas, we go to Mississippi, Florida, Atlanta, and anywhere in the country.
All right, Coach Louie writes in from the from Twitter, from Bud Light, wants to know how difficult was it for you this recruiting cycle not being able to see kids face-to-face?
It was very different. A lot of Zoom meetings, a lot of work on our staff, you know, tours on the campus, academic presentations by academic people. But, you know, those Zoom meetings really help. It's the next best thing to being there. The one thing the NCAA allowed us to do was have unlimited phone calls, FaceTime. We always FaceTime the recruits. We have a thing called Power Hour. I talk to my recruits every day. I talk to their parents every day. That helped in the long run.
All right, Coach, last segment coming up. A reminder, you can call at 578-4827, 800-315-8255. All LSU Sports Radio Network broadcasts are streamed free on lsusports.net. So access nearly 200 live events a season, download the LSU mobile app presented by BASF. Official apps are free in the iTunes Store and Google Play. Visit lsusports.net/apps for details. LSU Sports Mobile is presented by BASF. We create chemistry. Final timeout of the season. We'll be back with our last segment after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Stadium seats may have been replaced with recliners. Tailgates outside the stadium have been swapped for the ones in the backyard. And thousands of screaming fans have been replaced by one screaming baby. But the only thing that hasn't changed? Us, watching the game together.
It's game time, baby.
Show off your Tiger spirit during your next virtual watch party. Visit Cox.com/Tigers to take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. And don't forget to share. Watch together, cheer together, take a selfie together. Even if you're not actually together. Cox, bringing us closer. We're making this year's holiday season merrier and easier. Prepare for the holidays from the comfort of your home with grocery pickup or delivery. Try our Drive Up and Go service. We're available for grocery delivery, and we'll bring the groceries to you when and where you want. Save both time and money this season. Simply order online at Albertsons.com or download the Albertsons Delivery and Pickup app today and get $20 off your first Drive Up and Go order and savor the season with Albertsons.
Couchgate this season and enjoy local food with contactless delivery from Waiter, the official food delivery partner of LSU Athletics. Waiter is the safest and most convenient way to enjoy Louisiana favorites like La Coretta, walk-ons, Rotolos, and more. Download the Waiter app or visit waiterapp.com. That's WAITRAPP.com to start an order today. Get free delivery on your order of $12 or more with code LSU2020. Waiter, you relax, we deliver.
This holiday season, hurry into the Road Home sales event and conquer any terrain on your trip back with the remarkably versatile BMW X3, the spacious BMW X5, or the iconic 3 Series. This year, don't just take the road home, truly experience it in the ultimate driving machine. Hurry into the BMW Road Home sales event for exceptional offers today.
Test drive at one of your local Louisiana BMW dealers and take advantage of their holiday credit today.
Down 24-20. Three receivers right, two receivers left. Marshall in the slot to the left side. Snap at the knees. Finley handles. Rolls to his right. Stops. Still has time. Throws. Wide open in the end zone. Did he make the catch? He did! Touchdown, Tigers! Jeray Jenkins on the 13-yard touchdown catch. Had to go to the ground, cradle the football. And the officials say it's a touchdown to give the Tigers a 26-24 lead with 3:59 remaining in this game.
We are back with Coach O. This is the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Final segment of the year. Gordy Rush sitting in for Chris Blair, along with head coach Ed Ogeron. Coach, Ole Miss comes calling to Tiger Stadium 2:30 this Saturday afternoon. Coach Kiffin's done a nice job with the Rebels.
Done a great job. You know, he's running his offense, his spread offense. They're very fast on the line of scrimmage. His quarterback's playing very well. Explosive plays. Look at all the points he scored against Alabama. This is going to be a big challenge for our defense.
Absolutely. Coach, we talked a little bit during the break. This has been a long season. I think a couple additional coaches shows. You've been practicing since June, but looking where we were in June, there was a question whether or not we're going to get the play, and the Tigers are going to be fortunate enough to get 10 football games in.
You know, I'm so proud of the football players that stayed with us, the coaching staff that stayed with us. I'm proud of it. Every fan that's here tonight that was at every radio show, I'm proud of every fan that was on the radio show, whether we won or we lost. There were great Tiger fans that believed in us, and I want to let them know how much I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Coach. Give you a chance. I thank your staff. I mean, you got the bonus package. We're playing football December 19th in Tiger Stadium. Who would have thunk it? But a lot of people have put a lot of hours in.
Yeah, there's not much Christmas shopping been done with our staff. I can promise you that. But, you know, our guys work tireless hours. They're in the office right now. We want to finish the season strong as a winner, coming into Tiger Stadium and building for next year.
Coach, how about a tip of the cap to SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey? I mean, looking, if everything can hold, this conference will get almost nearly, maybe two games short of getting the full allotment in. What a great job he's done.
Tremendous job of him. He fought for us to play football, but put the safety of our young men first. You know, we get tested for the COVID two or three times a week. We had a great COVID protocol. When we travel, we have great protocol. The teams that play us have great protocol. I think Commissioner Sankey has done a phenomenal job.
You mentioned a little bit of fans. I wanted to reflect a little bit now that we've kind of seen the full scenery and all the SEC stadiums. It's been different, but yeah. it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, obviously, I'd rather a full stadium, whether it be in the Swamp, whether it be a Tiger Stadium. I love the energy, and hopefully next year we get back to full stadiums.
No, absolutely. All right, coaches, we're wrapping up here this final show. We'll give you a chance to wish everybody out there at least, you know, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year.
I want to let you know how focus is on beating Ole Miss. This is going to be a big challenge for us. But after that, I will hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations. Round of applause. We're going to let you get home and get some sleep tonight, right?
That's right.
I know you don't get a whole lot of that, but great job on recruiting this year.
Thank you, Gordy. Go Tigers.
All right, that's your head coach, Coach Ed Ogeron. A reminder, I want to put this out here, coming up on the network, coming up this Saturday, hopefully get the basketball games. I know there's an adjustment tonight. North Texas will be playing LSU at 11 o'clock Saturday in the PMAC. It's slated for that. And then the Lady Tigers are on the road in California at Pacific. 3 o'clock tip on Saturday. That is on the network. And, of course, the home finale coming up this Saturday. Tiger Stadium playing for the Magnolia Cup. It's LSU and Ole Miss. It's a 12:30 pregame. These guys have done a wonderful job. Hunt Palmer, the host, former Tigers Marlon Favorite, and Brandon Taylor will take you from 12:30 to 2:30 kickoff. 2:30 kickoff. Doug Morrow will rejoin us in the booth since we're back at home this season. I'll be out there along with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. Again, that's a 2:30 kickoff. LSU and Ole Miss in Tiger Stadium. Finally, we'd like to thank our host all season, TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics, home to the LSU Head Coaches Show, locations on Acadian Thruway and Segan Lane. Visit TJRibs.com to place your order now. For Coach Ed Ogeron, I'm Gordy Rush. This is the LSU Sports Radio Network.
This has been the Ed Ogeron Show from the LSU Sports Radio Network, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers. The Ed Ogeron Show is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
The LSU Sports Radio Network is a division of LSU Sports Properties and Playfly Sports.